With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
What do we have? A recording of Molly? What's the deal? Is this pre-recorded?
I'm right over here.
Is this pre-recorded? I'm going to ask you some questions. Make sure we're current here. You know,
yeah, jolly good. It's British Molly today.
Yeah, I'm live from London, Dave.
Good for you. That's what I was. Mitch told me that. That's fantastic. Little downtime and still working. I love it. I love your attitude. See, getting both things done at one time. Perfect.
Dave, the show here is from 11 to 3 as opposed to 5 to 9 at home. I mean, this is vacation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's good. Well, we're about ready to kick this thing off. I'm back in Chicago. Here we go. Full speed ahead. There's no turning back now.
Yeah, we got, Dave was just saying, Big Ten Media Days in a couple weeks, and certainly The NFL never takes a break, and you're geared up and ready to go.
I am. You know what? I'm excited this year. I've had, the Bears have reached out to me, you know, Matt Nagy, the new head coach. I know Mark Helfrich, the new offensive coordinator. You know, Glenn Powers worked for me at the Dolphins. You know, so I get a lot of contacts with the new guys on the staff, and they've invited me down a couple times, reached out to me. So I'm going to get on to training camp this year. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think with the combination of a new offensive philosophy and with Trubisky, it's going to be an exciting year to see the progress they make.
Well, what are we looking for from Trubisky, Dave? I mean, this is obviously, you know, everyone's, well, Carson Wentz really popped in the second year. It's Mitch's turn. What are we looking for? What is it that we have to see to know he's on the right track?
Oh, I think really the thing that impressed me last year about him, everybody talked about him being able to make plays on his feet, and that's great. But sooner or later, that's going to become something that you're not going to be able to make a living on. The biggest thing in my mind is, regardless of what they do on offense, is he going to be able to not put in his first year here under a new head coach, new offensive coordinator, are they going to put him in position where he doesn't make the mental mistakes? That's what I'd be looking at. The biggest thing is the turnovers. You're going to have a good enough defense. You're going to have a new philosophy, obviously, on offense. And is he going to be able to execute this thing and play smart? I mean, if he plays smart, we know he has the ability. They've got a good offensive system. They've got a good defense. I'll tell you, the key to this thing, to me, you know, the player that, if you were to say, hey, who has to really play well, I think Jordan Howard. I think the running back, to me, you know, this is a huge year for him, because he was really, you know, that the running game that the Bears had last year, you know, the commitment to the running game, I think, is really key to the development of a young quarterback. So how much they're going to get him involved, we know the commitment that Kansas City had, Andy Reid, with the running game out there. So we know the philosophy and the belief is there from a head coach's standpoint. To me, those backs, starting with Howard, they're going to be called on, and I think they're going to have to produce. How they play is going to be a direct correlation on how Mitch Trubisky plays.
So you believe they do value Jordan Howard, because there was that little hiccup there where he took all his Bears photos off his Instagram and people read things into it, and he was kind of coy at the interview saying, well, you know, are they there now? I mean, it seemed like maybe he wasn't feeling as warmly embraced as other people at Hal saw.
Well, yeah, I mean, he will be. I mean, it's, you know, on a larger scale, it's Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. You know, minute that they show up at camp next week, everybody's focused on the football. They got a job to do. And we're going to find out about this guy, too. No, he's a young player. I mean, I think he's a good young talent. But now things do change. And you know, the great players, the real pros, let me say it that way, the real professionals, you put that stuff aside. You know, hey, that's all nonsense. Let's get ready to try to win games and do what we can do to help this football team. So we're going to find out about his character in a little different way. He may not get 20 carries a game. You know, it's going to be a little different, but that running game is going to be just as important whenever it's called on.
And I can't wait to see what the passing game looks like, what the play calling looks like. Obviously, Nagy comes from the Kansas City school where Andy Reid is. They're just play callers. They just kind of, you know, they're not. You think of it as West Coast offense. It's really not anymore. It's just kind of different assortment of plays. And Helfrich is a guy that's from a different background. It could be a lot of fun just watching them come up with different stuff.
Yeah, you know, Mark Helfrich, I know real well from being out there at the Pac-12 and following his offense. You know, Marcus Mariota, for our listeners, you know, he's the guy that really developed him as a quarterback at the University of Oregon. And it's really Chip Kelly's mentality. And that whole what they did at Oregon, I mean, you know, they used a quarterback that was athletic, so that all fits with Trubisky. But they got the ball out so darn quick. You know, everybody talks about the tempo, how fast they run plays. We'll see how that changes. I think it will to some degree. But the interesting thing, Andy Reid is old school offense. You know, with Alex Smith, it was run the ball, it was play pass, it was boots, it was naked. Are they going to go that way, or are they going to go a little bit more of the spread, Mark Helfrich, and, you know, five receivers, and get the ball out fast? You know, so there's two different things. That's going to be real interesting to see how they combine the two philosophies and come up with one that everybody's excited about moving forward.
What are the realistic expectations for Roquan Smith in terms of what you from day one, from game one, to expect to see from him? You know, you select a guy, what, number 8 overall. We know with the last few first-round picks, injury's been an issue, certainly for Kevin White, to a degree with Leonard Floyd. But, you know, if healthy, what do you expect from a guy? Can you just throw him into the fire? Do you have to spoon-feed him? What do you have to do?
I wouldn't spoon-feed. I would put him into the fire day one. He would be a starter. I mean, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator for the Bears, he's got to be so excited in today's football. When I was playing, coaching back in the day, we loved linebackers like Smith. You know, we always went for the speed, undersized, fast linebackers. But we were all at Dallas and everywhere I've been, we were all about speed. Vincent Smith here, you know, whoever I coached, you know, even at the Dolphins, the Zach Thomases, it was quickness, speed, undersized guys. Well, that's what this guy is to a degree. And with the spread offenses, I mean, you don't have to take him off the field. I mean, this is a great pick, I think, for the Bears. Because he, if you look at his numbers, he's got sacks. He can rush the passer and make plays. You know, he tackles for loss against the run. He comes up with interceptions. He can defend a tight end. You can line him up on a tight end. If he got caught on a mismatch with a wide receiver,
he can hold his own
there. You know, so this guy is a complete package. There's going to be a learning curve. But Vic, his defense is not one, you know, he's not running 1,000 different defenses. I mean, that's the one thing about the Bears defense. You know, they have a philosophy. They'd rather play fast and play good than try to outsmart you every week and do too much. With that philosophy, a young player like Smith, it gives him a chance to come in and play early and make an impact on his team. I think it's going to be a great pick for him.
Obviously, Dave, we talked about the quarterback, and that's essential, and that's why you've got the coaching change, and you got the guy in here that's going to work with him and change the offense. And then they go out and they sign Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Trey Burton. Doesn't that indicate what kind of offense they're going to have? I mean, when you start trying to maximize playmakers, it is going to be more open, and there is going to be a lot more pace of play.
Well, yes, it should be. It should be. I would agree with you there, Mike. You know, I think what they're doing is they're just trying to upgrade the talent. You know what I mean? I mean, regardless right. of what they do with these guys, you use the word playmaker. They're getting more guys that can make plays, and it obviously, you know, players win games, not coaches. You got to have enough talent to do it, and they've added some talent there, and along with the wide receiver position, you know, the tight end position. So it's all that stuff is going to help Trubisky, regardless of what offense they get into. It's all going to be positive when you got guys that can, you know, we used to always say in our meetings, hey, let's get players to do things that we don't have to coach. Well, the more talented the players can do things like that, and that gives you a chance to win.
You know, Keem Hicks said when asked what's going to be different about the defense, he said the offense is going to score in the first half. And maybe that sounds simple, but it really, I mean, to play from a lead on occasion would be nice. It'd be a nice change of pace for the Bears, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I love his attitude. Let's hope that that happens. You know what I mean? But, you know, we did the show last year before the end of the season. We were talking about who the Bears were going to hire, and I sat right here, and I'm on record saying, I said, you know, tell you, the number one priority that I would have, I don't care who they hire as a head coach at this point. Okay, they're going to get a good guy, good offensive guy. We knew they were going to do that, but you have to keep Vic Fangio. You have to keep that defense intact to give those guys a chance to take another step in maturity, another step in growth, and the Bears did that. So give them credit for that. You know, I mean, I think that's a obviously a big big positive for this football team to keep that defense intact, players, coaches, keep them moving forward.
Dave, we'll let you go, but obviously it's the division as well, and they are in a very good division, and that's part of the problem here when you're starting projecting where they're going to be.
Yeah, they're going to be a better football team. I mean, there's no question about that. Now, is that going to correlate with more wins? You know, I'm not so sure that the Vikings might. You know, they could be. I haven't picked my Super Bowl team yet, but you know, I mean, the Vikings and the Packers got better, and now Detroit. You know, they always had talent, and now all of a sudden is Matt Patchett the new head coach? Is he going to create some urgency? And usually the first year or so of a head coach, all the players are uneasy. They're not sure which way to go. You get a good year out of them. So Detroit could bounce back. I mean, it's going to be as competitive of a division as there is in the National Football League, without a doubt.
And, Dave, we want to invite everyone out Saturday. The fine folks at Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn are going to host the 6th annual USO Barbecue for the Troops fundraising event, 1-3 on Saturday afternoon. You got great food, support a great cause. You can see Lawrence Holmes of The Score right out there as well. Every dollar raised will help your local USO provide services and support for the troops and their families. Again, Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock till 3 p.m. in the at the Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn. So it should be a great time.
How about that? My daughter, who's married to Eddie Napleton, they just moved up here. That's why I come up early. I'm over I'm over there, Molly, carrying boxes. You think I got invited to this barbecue?
You should.
No, carry boxes. I limped in here.
Molly, Dave's got a T-shirt, two coaches in a truck. Yeah.
That's a great cause, though, and everybody should get out there and support it.
Great stuff, Dave. Thank you. Great seeing you almost.
All right. enjoy sleeping in because it's not going to last real long.
You should
long.
See him. He's got a tan that, you know, he got the, I mean, he looks like a million and a half. He's probably going out to the golf course after his moving story. Yeah,
I'm going to move. I'm packed boxes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.